Hamza Yousaf, Minister for Europe and International Development in the Scottish Government. The main successes of the MREIT programme are that they've managed to connect 80,000 Malawians who previously didn't have energy, didn't have electricity, to sources of clean energy. That is a phenomenal success for any programme. Delighted to have done this in partnership between the Scottish Government and Strathclyde University. The direct impact on people living in poverty in Malawi is that when we talk about 80,000 Malawians, we don't just talk about statistics. There's a human story behind each of these. When I went to Malawi, I heard that through our MREIT project, a woman in a village was the first in her village to give birth in a room that had a light in it. And that's all because of the generosity of those living in Scotland. I spoke to a woman who for the first time had a 20 watt light bulb in her mud brick house. And because of that, she no longer had to use a paraffin lamp. That means that there was less respiratory problems, less risk of fire because of her child knocking over that paraffin lamp. It meant her daughter could study and do her homework for longer. And so the direct impact on people living in the country is huge. Means literally for some, the difference between a good life and actually just a decent standard of living compared to complete and utter abject poverty. It's hugely important for Scotland to maintain links with Malawi and with other countries that are in severe poverty. Scotland is known rightly for many great things across the world, but the one thing I want it to continue to be known for is, of course, its compassion and its humanitarianism. And we have a long historical connection with Malawi going back to the days of Dr. Abe Livingstone. But the modern context of that relationship is that we never forget our obligation, and that universal saying that I am my brother's keeper is one that I think we should maintain in the forefront of our mind. The future plan for renewable projects in Malawi for the MREIT project is that we are looking for the government of Malawi, the UN Development Programme, other funders to now take that on. The great success of the project is the fact that communities now own these renewable solutions for their own communities. And so they will be the ones who will drive it, who will continue to make sure it doesn't just prosper, but actually maybe they can roll it out to other communities once they see the success of that. So it's great that Scotland's expertise in renewables is now being taken up by those in Malawi, and I'm delighted that we're supporting them.